10:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. A settlement's been reached in a class action lawsuit against the state of Illinois filed by people with disabilities. Susie Ahn reports.
The lawsuit alleged that Illinois violated federal law by forcing people with disabilities to live in an institution to get government-funded care. In the settlement announced yesterday, the state agreed to provide services that allow for more independent living. Barry Taylor is with the group Equipped for Equality. He says the agreement will allow people with disabilities to choose to live in an institution or get state help to move out.
When you're in an institution, oftentimes you can't make decisions for yourself. You have decisions made for you about when you eat and your scheduling, and you're isolated from the general population. And so this really is an effort to integrate people with disabilities fully into society.
The Illinois Department of Human Services says it's committed to following through on the agreement. The settlement still must be approved by a judge. I'm Susie Yon.
The University of Illinois Board of Trustees has approved a contract extension for President Joseph White. More on that story from Jenna Dooley.
White has been president of the university's three campuses in Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana-Champaign since 2005. His contract was originally approved for 5 years and now extends through June 2011. White says he looks forward to helping each campus reach its goals.
Urbana is striving to be the best public research university in America. UIC is striving to be the best public urban research university in America. UIS is making great progress toward being one of America's top small public liberal arts universities. And Global Campus has a mission of bringing highly affordable, very accessible education to people across the state and beyond.
White is the 16th U of I president and receives an annual salary of $450,000 and can expect a sizable bonus once he's been with the university for 5 years. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The board also approved tuition discounts for university employees enrolled in the Global Campus program. Republican Duke Bennett says he's still the mayor of Terre Haute, Indiana, despite an appellate court ruling yesterday throwing out last year's mayoral election and declaring the office vacant. Bennett says he'll seek a stay of that ruling and appeal the decision to the Indiana Supreme Court. The appellate ruling was a victory for the former mayor, Democrat Kevin Burke. The court upheld Burke's claim that Bennett's former job managing Hamilton Center made him ineligible to run under the Hatch Act because the center received federal funds for a Head Start program. Burke says it's important that candidates for office obey all the laws.
It's unfortunate that we're in this position, but it's not of my doing. I have no regrets about the decision I've made. And what I would say to the voters is you need the opportunity to have an election where all the rules have been followed.
Meanwhile, Bennett says all the information he had at the time indicated there was never an issue with the possible violation of law. He says if such a question had arisen before the election, he would have resigned from his Hamilton Center job. Burke lost to Bennett in last year's Terre Haute mayoral election by just 110 votes. Last week's fire that leveled a historic downtown Champaign building has left the owners of another old building next door wondering if they can salvage it. They received bad news from a consensus of structural engineers who say the law office shared with the old Metropolitan building is weak and would need to be shored up, and the cost could be great. How great is still in question. And attorney Renee Monfort, one of the three owners of the firm's law firm's building, says that will be one factor in deciding whether to renovate or tear the building down. Another factor, Monfort says, is historical significance.
The firm picked that building and decided to remodel it before Champaign was really downtown in its resurgence. So, you know, the partners who decided to improve the building long ago, that was important to them, and I think it's still important to us as a firm today.
The firm has been in the building since 1990. 5 years ago, WILL joined with other local organizations for Smile Healthy, a program to raise awareness about the need for dental care for low-income families in Champaign County. Now one of the agencies we reported on has taken on that name for itself. Smile Healthy is the new name for Central Illinois Dental Education and Services, which provides care for low-income children. The agency started as a county program and still receives county funds to provide dental care, but their services have grown to include services for Head Start families and a dental clinic program giving checkups and cleanings to children at area schools. Now Executive Director Nancy Greenwald says a new grant will let those mobile dental clinics provide another dimension of care.
With the grant, what we'll be able to do is restorative work as well. We're going to add 20 restorative mobile days where we can take all the equipment, even x-rays, sterilizing equipment, to be able to provide fillings, extractions, just about anything you could do at a dentist office. We'll be able to set up at a school or any site.
Greenwald says currently they're providing dental care to more than 1,000 children each year. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. Morning, Ed.
Good morning. I saw a Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors vehicle yesterday. They're out working in Champaign.
Yeah, they'll probably be working as long as people have doors that need fixed, especially with winter weather coming. We may see that as early as this evening, overnight, I guess.
We're going to have colder air coming in tonight. We're going to have rain during the evening hours, and the rain showers will change to snow showers overnight. We're not, at this point, anticipating a cumulative